Initial reaction to being traded, and how do you feel about being here?
Well, you know, obviously, not knowing that type of situation, it comes as a shock at first. But, you know, it's part of the business, so you have to adjust quickly. You know, it's a good opportunity to have good young talent out here that needs to grow. And they've been put out there pretty much real early to get a lot of experience. So myself, Adrian, Francisco come in here, we can bring them as veterans. Maybe bring in some experience on our time here for the rest of the season. And maybe help those guys out, learn some things that we know.
Was it tough leaving Cleveland where you guys knew you were going to the playoffs and not going to be a part of that?
To be honest with you, it's definitely tough. You know, I've been going to comfortable going to the playoffs the past few years. So I haven't been home in April since my days with Atlanta. But anyway, I mean, that's definitely tough, especially not knowing you want to be in the playoffs. If you ever been in the atmosphere, it's amazing, the dynamic, running a lot. But, you know, it's a situation that I just have to deal with. So I have to come out here and make the best of it. And use my time out here watching.
Can you just talk a little bit about your game for people that haven't been able to watch you here on the West Coast? What do you feel like you bring to the table, and how do you feel like those skills are going to fit into this team?
Well, first, you know, I'm known as a defender. I consider myself one of the best defenders in the league. I bring a lot of energy. Play hard, slash offensive rebounds, spot up shots. So that's pretty much myself. Every time I step on the floor, I try to bring energy and defense and intensity and make other guys around me. It helps other guys pick their intensity up, hopefully be contagious.
You seem like a pretty versatile player that can play the 2-3 and a little bit of the 4-2. Does that think you help you as far as getting playing time? You able to play a number of different spots on the floor?
They're pretty deep, as you know. Yeah. And they obviously want to play their young players to get them that experience. So, by me being able to play 2-3, and I played 4 recently a lot with Cleveland. So, it gives you more of an opportunity to be able to get on the court by being so versatile.
What's the one thing you learn from playing with a player like LeBron that you can kind of take with you from that experience in Cleveland?
They too young for me to learn that day from him, man. They learn it from me. I came to Cleveland when he came in and pretty much watching him grow and develop into the player he is. You know, he's obviously going to be one of the best players that I play the game.
Still young cat.
He's young, though. He's still a kid. So, but the good part about it is he was humble and he's still open to learn from other people. Yeah. You know, even though he is your best player on your team and LeBron, he still learned from the veterans, and he knew that he had a lot that he could learn, especially defensively, guys like myself.
How did Thursday break down for you, and kind of when did you catch wind something was going on?
2:59. I saw all the rumors, just like everybody on ESPN, and then they had the 4-minute ticker coming down. I'm like, what the fuck happened? And I don't believe most of the rumors, because rumors like that come every year.
Yeah.
And nothing ever happened. It was 2:59, and my agent called me first, just to let me know, it's going to go through. I was in shock, actually, because I didn't think anything was going to happen. You know, it is a big transition to go from a playoff team or Eastern Conference Finals team. West is pretty far from Detroit, so it was kind of convenient being in Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, I can see my family, but like I said, it's how to make the best of the opportunity. It's part of the business, and things like that happen. You got to move on and make the best of the situation.
DJ mentioned that when you were in San Antonio, you thought he was a color analyst at that point. Did you know each other at all?
Yeah, I know him from back when I was in San Antonio. My first year and a half was I came in with San Antonio. I remember PJ.
Keep in touch at
all? Oh, I mean, just obviously, throughout the circuit, we see each other, talk a little bit. Oh, he's respected him as a coach and respected me as a player. So just throughout the circle, pretty much came in touch.